KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union has undergone some major improvements that would not have been possible without our members' commitment to the success of their credit union. This is Jeff Nelson, Board of Directors Chairman, and we thank you for your support and dedication. Not only did we open a branch in Creston, but we have expanded our charter to include 18 Southwest Iowa counties. Membership is now easier to attain than ever before, and I encourage you to let your friends and neighbors know what a valuable asset your credit union is to you. We also offer free checking and gap insurance. Give the Nishna Valley Credit Union a call today and find out how membership can benefit you.
In the NFL last night, Drew Brees grabbed the all-time single-season record for passing yards and did it with a game left to go. Brees threw for 307 yards and four touchdowns as the New Orleans Saints blasted Atlanta 45-16 to clinch the NFC South. He broke Dan Marino's mark of 5,084 yards when he tossed a 9-yard scoring pass to Darren Sproles with 251 remaining. Brees also hit Marcus Colston, Jimmy Graham, and Robert Meacham for touchdowns. Marino held the mark for 27 years, the last time the Miami Dolphins were in the Super Bowl. Sproles ran for 67 yards and returned a kickoff 92 yards to set up a field goal in that win for the Saints. In other NFL news, it appears Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo will be available when the Dallas squad visits the New York Giants this Sunday with the NFC East title on the line. The swelling is going down on Romo's bruised throwing hand, which was injured during Sunday's loss to Philadelphia. He could be ready to practice tomorrow, and he should play this weekend. Also in the NFL, the Chicago Bears coach Lovie Smith says quarterback Jay Cutler will have pins removed from his surgically repaired right thumb today. Cutler has not played since November 20th when he was injured trying to make a tackle after throwing a late interception in a win over San Diego. Star running back Matt Forte sprained a ligament in his right knee against Kansas City 2 weeks after Cutler went down, yet Smith doesn't rule either of them out for this week's season finale at Minnesota. The Minnesota Vikings say running back Adrian Peterson is expected to be ready for the start of the 2012 NFL season. Peterson is slated for left knee surgery within the next 7 to 10 days after tearing the ACL and MCL during Saturday's win at Washington. In college football, the Independence Bowl was dominated by Missouri in a 41-24 rout of North Carolina. Quarterback James Franklin led the Tigers' offense, running for 142 yards and two touchdowns. He also threw for 132 yards and a TD for the Tigers, who set an Independence Bowl record with 31 points in the first half. Kendall Lawrence added 108 rushing yards for the Tigers, who gained 337 yards on the ground in that victory yesterday. Oklahoma coach Bob Stoops says playing the Iowa Hawkeyes in Friday's Insight Bowl gives this game a much different feeling. Stoops played on Hayden Fry's first Big Ten championship team back in 1981 and later served on Fry's staff. Stoops says having been a part of the Iowa program, he knows the last thing the Sooners should do is take the Hawkeyes lightly. Oklahoma is a better than two touchdown favorite. Stoops says, though, he expects a hard-fought game.
Kirk Ferentz and his staff do a great job in teaching and in coaching, and so we know it'll be a big challenge, and we'll have to play the same way with good fundamentals, with discipline, being physical, being smart in what we're doing, and taking care of the football is always a big factor.
Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz says it was no surprise to him that Stoops led the Sooners to the national title in only his second year at the helm.
They took a dip certainly in the 90s, and I have no idea what the reason would have been, but I remember being in Baltimore, we drafted a player out of there, and I was really kind of surprised watching that player, just watching the level they were playing at. So they hit a bumpy spot there, but Bob and his staff have done a wonderful job. Took him 2 years, and he had him right up to the top. So he's done a great job with that, and this looks like a traditional Oklahoma team. They're very, very talented, play very well, and play hard.
This is the second straight trip to the Insight Bowl for the Hawkeyes, who beat Missouri in last year's game. Now, injuries hurt the Oklahoma offense late in the season, but Ferentz says Sooner quarterback Landry Jones has a bright future at the next level.
He will be a first-round pick, whether it's this year or next year. I'm not trying to put the cart in front of the horse, but whenever he does come out, he'll come off that board really quickly. He's a big guy that throws extremely well. We tried to recruit him back when he came out of high school, and didn't last long in that race, but he was a great player in high school and certainly has continued to develop, and he's certainly a great leader also.
That game coming up late Friday night. We'll have it for you here on KJAN. The Iowa State football team is in New York as they're continuing their preparations for Friday's Pinstripe Bowl against Rutgers. ISU coach Paul Rhodes says the final few practices before they left Ames concentrated on the game plan.
Now, we want to get just enough introduction to Rutgers that when we get out there, we know who we're playing against, and so that scout work then is a refinement when we arrive.
Rhodes says with the regular season stretching into December, there's less of a concern about rust than there was 2 years ago prior to an Insight Bowl matchup against Minnesota.
This one is different for us because we were a 14-week season, and the Insight Bowl we were a 12-week season. So trying to maintain that sharpness in the month of December 2009 was a little bit more difficult, where this bowl game, we've actually been able to take advantage of some rest.
Rutgers has used two quarterbacks this season, in sophomore Chase Dodd and freshman Gary Nova.
You got to prepare for both. We've got a feeling for who they want to be the guy. But their offense is an established offense, and the utilization of those guys doesn't change that a lot. So you prepare for Rutgers' offense, and it's the little things that you're teaching the secondary and guys like that as far as the different quarterbacks as you prepare for them.
Rutgers coach Greg Schiano says the Scarlet Knights need to try to find a way to effectively run the football against a Cyclone defense that's played its best at the end of the regular season. Rutgers has struggled, averaging just 91 yards per game on the ground. That ranks 115th nationally. Cyclones are 6-6, Rutgers 8-4 coming into Friday afternoon's matchup in New York City. A lot more sports after this timeout.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now if you live in one of the 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Well, the top seven teams in the AP Men's College Basketball poll remain the same, with Syracuse holding down the number one spot for a third straight week. The Orange were named first on 54 of the ballots cast by the 65-member media panel. Second-ranked Ohio State got 5 first-place votes. Number 3 Kentucky picked up 4, and number 4 Louisville got 2 first-place mentions. The Cardinals are followed by North Carolina, Baylor, and Duke. Missouri and UConn flip-flop at 8 and 9, while Florida moves up a notch to round out the top 10. Harvard and San Diego State both jump into the poll. They're at number 24 and number 25. Iowa State basketball coach Fred Hoiberg likes the direction his Cyclones are headed as the Big 12 race approaches. The Cyclones are 9-3, heading into their final non-conference game on New Year's Eve against Mississippi Valley State.
It's a group that they keep fighting. You know, they're coming out, they're working extremely hard in practice. You know, you looked at our shooters last game, they're 4 for 18, our 3 best shooters, with Scotty and Babb and Allen. And I'll tell you what, those guys come back. Chris Allen was in the gym that night. I mean, he comes back in and gets shots up. Those other guys were in the gym before practice starting. So they want it. You know, they're working extremely hard.
Hoiberg says it's a group that has worked very hard.
And I'm happy for them. It's 4 in a row for us. We need to build on it. I need to have a great game on New Year's, try to get some confidence going into conference play. It's a group that, you know, I like these guys. You know, they're starting to come together as a team and hopefully starting to get it.
Mississippi Valley State coming up on Saturday, and again, the Big 12 race gets underway at home for the Cyclones on January 4th as they play host Texas. NBA fans have shown some forgiveness for the lockout by giving the league strong ratings for the 5 Christmas games on Sunday. The Bulls-Lakers matchup drew the 3rd highest preliminary rating for a regular season game on ABC. The 6.5 overnight rating trailed only a 7.3 for last year's highly anticipated Heat-Lakers showdown, and a 7.9 for another meeting between Miami and LA in 2004. In the NBA yesterday, it was Indiana over Detroit 91-79, Orlando beat Houston 104 84-95, Charlotte downing Milwaukee 96-95, New Jersey a 90-84 winner over Washington, Toronto beat Cleveland 104-96, Oklahoma City outscored Minnesota 104-100, it was Denver 115-93 over Dallas, San Antonio beat Memphis 95-82, New Orleans over Phoenix 85-84, Sacramento tripped up the LA Lakers 100-91, Portland over Philadelphia 107-103, Golden State over Chicago 99-91. In the National Hockey League last night, Colorado beat Minnesota 4-2. It was Carolina topping New Jersey 4-2. The New York Rangers 3-0 over the New York Islanders. Buffalo beat Washington 4-2. St. Louis over Dallas 5-3. Detroit beat Nashville 4-1. Chicago also 4-1 over Columbus. It was Vancouver beating Edmonton 5-3. Los Angeles got by Phoenix 4-3. And Anaheim slipped past San Jose by a score of 3-2. In baseball, the Chicago Cubs have agreed to minor league contracts with right-handed pitchers Andy Sonnenstein and Manny Korpis. Sonnenstein was 28-31 with a 5.26 ERA in 5 seasons with the Tampa Bay Rays. Korpis spent 5 seasons with Colorado but missed all of last season due to Tommy John surgery. A Texas Rangers catcher, Yorvit Torrealba, has received a 66-game suspension from Venezuela's Professional Baseball League for striking an umpire last Friday. Torrealba had just struck out for the Caracas Lions when he got into an argument with the plate umpire, put a hand on the umpire's mask, and shoved him. Torrealba has apologized for that incident. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.